Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This is NBA Today, hosted by Malika Andrews, live from Los Angeles.
Coming up on NBA Today, Dame Time is over NBA officiating. Does he have a point? How the new rules are impacting the Blazers star. And the verdict is in on the Jokic and Morris skirmish. Does Big Perk agree with the NBA's ruling? Plus, Kobe's influence on the NBA still looms large. How current players are honoring the Lakers legend. NBA Today starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today. I'm Malika Andrews here with Brian Windhorst, Janae Agumake, and the birthday boy. Although I feel like you're a birthday man at this
grown
point.
Man.
What'd you wish for? Hang out with us.
Peace. Yo.
Peace.
That's what I wish for. Look, after you have four kids and all of them birthdays a month or two before yours, once you get to yours, you're like, all right, let me just chill.
Malika, right. carry on.
happy birthday, Bert.
Yeah, happy birthday, Big Perk. Do you want to go coast to coast on your birthday?
Let's run it.
Let's do it. Let's get it, as Big Perk would say.
Let's start it.
In our backyard with Paul George leading the Clippers to a win over the Blazers with his fifth straight game with 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. That ties Blake Griffin for the longest such streak in Clippers history. Chiney, what do you think of his play this year?
I mean, this is exactly who he is. He knows how to be a number one, but they're better with, you know, having Kawhi Leonard. But overall, I mean, this is what he does, especially in the regular season. I think he'll carry this over in the postseason.
All right, speaking of over, let's go over to Philly. Tyrese Maxey scored a season-high 31 points, but it wasn't quite enough because Giannis erupted for 31, 16, and 4 assists. The Bucks outscored the 76ers 27-16 in the fourth quarter after trailing entering the period. Perk, what'd you think of Giannis last night?
He took over the game, dominating, getting to the paint, and that Euro step is wicked, and he would not be denied. I said it before the season, I'm saying it now. Best player in the NBA.
No rest for the Wicked, no rest for the Jazz. They remain the only undefeated home team by defeating the struggling Hawks, who have their first five-game losing streak since December of 2019. Trey and Herter combined for 55 of Atlanta's 98 points. Chiney, more about the Jazz, more about the Hawks.
Absolutely more about the Jazz. They're making music. They're taking notes. I love what they're able to do, picking up exactly where they left off.
I see what you did there, making notes. And Nikola Jokic was suspended one game without pay for forcefully pushing Markieff Morris in the back on Monday. He will miss tonight's game against Indiana. Morris, meanwhile, was fined $50,000 for his flagrant two. Jimmy Butler was fined $30,000 for attempting to escalate that altercation. Morris is also going to miss tonight's game against the Lakers with whiplash that he sustained during that incident. So one game for Jokic, one game without Markieff, unrelated to that just because he's hurt. Jimmy Butler and Markieff both got fined. I want to get your reactions to these rulings since he's the birthday boy. Let's start with you.
It was fair. It was fair. I mean, you know, look, I'm so happy. The NBA is getting back to what it used to be, physicality. Now, you know, as a former guy that used to get in a lot of altercations, I kind of like a little beef. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let's make hamburgers. So it was fair.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, it could have been a lot worse, but things happen. Look, it's getting physical. It's getting chippy. This is what we like to see.
You're making hamburgers. Some people, I like to make Beyond Burgers. Well, that's interesting because you said one game suspension, getting back to where we were. Brian, do you think that's getting back to the discipline the league used to instill?
You know, this is where the league wants to be now. I think if this was a different commissioner, David Stern, and a different disciplinary czar, Rod Thorne, like 10 years ago, it would have been multiple games. Mm. But the league is happy with the physical play. They don't want guys hitting people in the back.
Thank you.
That's not ideal. But this, they like where the league is going right now. They like the fact that the scoring is coming down. They like that there's not as much flopping going on, that there's more contact happening. And so while I definitely think they had to make a statement here that you can't hit somebody in the back, they just wanted it to say, listen, you can go a certain stage, but you can't go too far. Because they've gone so far as to even have a press conference and say, hey, the fouls are down, the physicality is up,
Thumbs up.
Yeah, we all know that this was not the right move. Like, as a player, it's face to face. Like, if you're going to have a beef with me, I got to look you in the face.
Want to see you eat the hamburger.
Exactly.
Right.
But I think by the letter of the law and the letter of the book, this was the absolute right call. I mean, unnecessary, excessive contact, flagrant two, ejected, and fined. And then Jokic took a step further, and that was completely out of control. And so getting that suspension makes sense as a next step escalation of the situation. But more importantly, I mean, the picture of the Heat in the hallway afterward, I thought that was quite interesting as well.
Incredible photojournalism from the Denver Post. And we talked about it, though. We talked about this elevated physicality, right? This is what the league was kind of hoping to have things shift back out when they were changing some of these rules, right, guys? So we mentioned at the top of the show, but the Blazers lost to the Clippers last night. And after the game, speaking of these rules, Damian Lillard became the latest star to voice his displeasure with these new rule changes. So take a look here. You can see there's Damian Lillard. Hello. After this, he's arguing with referee Tyler Ford after this no call on a drive during the third quarter. So check it out. Still chatting a little bit. Said, I got hit on the arm. I really did. Look, I got hit on the arm. And then when he walked off the floor at the end of the game, Lillard was pointing at Ford, kept talking to him. Dame was asked about why he was so angry, what he was saying after the game.
I feel like the way the game is being officiated is unacceptable. I don't want to go too deep into it so they make a big deal out of it, but the explanations, that's getting missed. I mean, come on. I'm not even a player that I felt like coming in, the rule change wouldn't affect me because I don't do the trick to referees. I don't do the trick plays. And it just is unacceptable.
Okay, unacceptable. So strong words from Dame last night. Sinead, but does he have a point?
He does have a point. And I want to sort of take you into what happened last season, because Dame last season was going to the line about 7 times a game. This year, it's 3. Now, a lot of people are seeing those shifts, the James Hardens, the Trae Youngs, a lot of the guards around the NBA. But the reality is, people know Damian Lillard is not someone that's hunting for fouls. He plays physically and he plays fair. And I think that's an adjustment. And what really hurts him to some degree, the teams that have been able to weather this storm, especially with the guard play, they've had a strong supporting cast to give those stars a little bit more room to see the rim. You're thinking about the Warriors, supporting cast that showed out at the start of the year. James Harden, who had to deal with it, has Kevin Durant every night. And so for Dame, he probably ends up having, I mean, CJ is super talented, but we know how much he has put his heart and soul year and year into this league. So I see why he's being a little bit more vocal, why the adjustment hits him a little different than the rest of the league.
Well, I just see his frustration building up. When you think about all the rumors, you think about how Dame has struggled and getting his shot off. And, you know, here's the thing that I have to say. I'm a huge Damian Lillard fan. I think he's must-see TV. He's box office. But all the guys that are complaining about the new the way that the officials are officiating the game kind of bothers me, because what he should be talking about is their defense. Like, you think about Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks, they're struggling, right? Their defense is not there. You think about the Portland Trail Blazers, their defense is not there. You know, you look at around the league, it's affecting a lot of guys, but you know two guys that is really not affecting? Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. Why? Because they played in both eras, so they know how to adjust their games. Matter of fact, Steph Curry say, I embrace this.
You know what, though? Lillard's getting hit kind of on a double whammy here. Because in addition to the fact that he's not getting the calls, the new ball seems to be affecting him more than other players. Here's why. Three-point shooting is down about 5% this year. But three-point shooting over 25 feet is down 10%. This is Logo Lillard. He shoots from over 25 feet. I don't quite understand. You know, I'm not a shooter, Perk. I don't understand how the ball would affect him, but the ball is pushing down long-range shots. That's Dame.
Well, I will say this. The last time the league put in a new basketball, it was problems. It was problems. And they had to go back to the old basketball. Even like a guy like Russell Westbrook, we know that he doesn't shoot the three-point well, but when have the last time we've seen Russell Westbrook air ball pull-up twos?
Well, at Kirk, he's airballing passes.
No, I know.
It's affecting
him. I know. I was trying to lay off of him a little bit. You know what I mean? His birthday coming up, we kind of tied together, so I was trying to chill. But we really haven't seen Russell Westbrook airball elbow pull-up shots. He's doing that right now. So, You know, like I said, though, you know, two people that is not affecting, Kevin Durant, he's shooting 57% from the field.
But not everyone's the same, Perk. And I think we hear these rumblings, especially when you transition to playing overseas. Hoopers are like, you know, the ball's different. It takes an adjustment. It takes some time for you. And I think it's sort of the same thing here. Anytime you have a new ball as a hooper, it really changes your entire mindset. Now, great shooters will still find a way. And that's why I believe Damian Lillard is going to still find a way to get buckets. But it's a different, you know, timeline for different people.
Well, look, Shanae, I know you got buckets in the WNBA.
Right here on that,
yeah, she
on
got buckets,
like,
so you
right
don't have to flex on me. I know I didn't get buckets. I was just
you did.
Nah,
it is
just
different.
Nah, I was in force.
Different
I
buckets.
Didn't have to take jump shots. You took jump shots.
Different
you
kind
had
of buckets.
To fade away.
Well, but it has. It's been a tough start to the season for Lillard, as he's not only down scoring 10 points per game
the
past two seasons from down
the
to the mat, but he's also drawing 4 fouls per game this season. That's after drawing over 6 per game the previous 2 years. Dame's shooting percentages, they're also down across the board. So we're seeing this, but like Chiney said, we've seen in the past, this is sort of evened out for Damian Lillard over the course of the season. So, you know, that's a little bit different. All right, we're coming up after this break. We're going to dive in on so much more this show. Look at this, the top 2 picks. They're facing off tonight.
Ooh, can't wait.
And we got Ja Morant, LaMelo Ball. We're going to chat about them. Little Perk, I know
comparison.
You have been high.
Give this man his credit.
Morant. And Gritton. It's got to be about the shoes. We're going to get into why the Kobe sneakers are such a hot commodity amongst players right now.
Okay, Wendy.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is brought to you by Marathon. Driven forward.
With the first pick, Detroit Pistons select Cade Cunningham. With the second pick, the Houston Rockets select Jalen Green.
The outlet to Green. Look at him. Oh, my God. From distance, Cade Cunningham. He hits it.
Lock in and focus on my craft. Get that rookie of the year.
Detroit Pistons, I'm all the way in. Let's do it.
The top 2 picks in the 2021 draft, Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green, will face off for the first time tonight. And historically, that initial matchup, it's favored the top pick. The number ones have gone 42 and 28 in first meetings versus number twos, and that includes 9-3 in their first 12. That's all according to Elias. So Green and Cunningham, they have been well regarded for a while now. They were the top 2 players in the 2020 ESPN 100 recruiting class that were followed by the eventual 3rd pick, Evan Mobley, who has been balling out this season. However, it was Green who snatched the top spot that was coming out of high school. Still, it's been a little bit of a rough start for both rookies. Cunningham is shooting 23% from the floor. That's the worst through a player's first 4 games in NBA history. While Green, on the other side, the Rockets have lost 8 straight, Houston's second longest losing streak of the last 20 seasons. But it's okay. You know why? Because I get to talk to my Oakland brother. I am so glad to have you in studio. Please welcome in senior NBA writer for the undefeated Mark Spears. So, Mark,
this is nice.
I know, right?
You got a nice house.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you coming by. I appreciate we getting to host you. So you spent time with both Cade and Jalen leading up to their debuts. I want to start with Cade. Yeah. We just saw it. He's having a little bit of a rough start. How is he managing those expectations here?
Well, he's not scared of the expectations. I mean, he told me this is an opportunity. Mm. You know, he respects being number one, and he's not dealing with the pressure. Yeah, but we saw how he started. He didn't start off so well. He missed his first 8 three-pointers. But You got to remember, he didn't play until October 30th. He didn't have really a training camp. He didn't play in any preseason games. So when he played on October 30th, that was his first game, period.
Right.
And that's a lot. So he struggled those first two games, but over his last two games, he averaged 17.5 points, 7.5 rebounds. He made 4 three-pointers, and he's been off since Friday. Mm. So when you have that ankle injury, to have basically 4 days off before he goes to Texas for the first time, he's from Dallas, I expect a breakthrough game for him tonight.
Breakthrough game for him tonight. So you also, Mark, recently interviewed Jalen Green. He came into the NBA already having that G League Ignite experience under his belt. How are we seeing that experience? How are we seeing that affect him now?
Well, he said he appreciated the G League, but the NBA ain't the G League. And so this has been a big boost for him. He said this is a much higher level, and I appreciated hearing his humbleness in this. I mean, look, this is a guy who... John Lucas, who coaches longtime Rockets assistant, said he needs to get stronger. John Lucas has him carry a notebook around and take notes. But Jalen, he had 30 against the Celtics, but he's also had 6 of his 10 games are 10 points or less.
Yep.
So it's really up and down. He needs to be more consistent. He needs to get stronger. But he has an athleticism that, as GM said, exceeded Kobe Bryant when he came into the league.
Wow.
Kobe also had a struggling first season. Give these guys some time. I know they got the hype. I saw Melo and LeBron on their first one, and they were ready.
Hey, you were there in the building.
Yeah, but I think these guys would be just fine. Let's be a little bit more patient.
Especially in the hands of John Lucas. There's a fabulous story from Tim McMahon, our friend, on the website today on ESPN.com about John Lucas University. And you can see all of Mark Spear's work on The Undefeated. Thank you so much, my friend. So, like most high school draft picks, there's so much pressure on both Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green. Their teams are struggling, winning just one game apiece. And here's the thing. You remember, these guys, they come in, they're the top of the top. And then they usually join a team, right, that is struggling a little bit. That's how you get the number one pick. So join now. Ooh. By Shanae and by Perk. And I want to go big picture, though, you guys. I do, because I want to know who is a better fit long-term. Is it Cade in Detroit, or is it Jalen in Houston? Shanae.
I would like to say, and you guys know, we know how Houston basketball goes. Mm-hmm. I would just say that Jalen in Houston makes a lot of sense just based on them being number one in pace, and that's how you unleash his talents, his athleticism. And Cade can honestly, and we all, us three right here, team, work the NBA draft.
Right. Yes,
and
we did.
We all worked the NBA draft, and we saw Cade. Cade is surgical. Cade is technical. I still need my shirt, Warriors World. But Cade is technical, surgical. He's a prototypical pro that can fit on any lineup. Jalen works in that athletic, fast-paced mindset of Houston, and Cade works, you know, virtually on any team.
So who you taking?
Oh, I mean, I like to land and rush into continents.
I like that
when I go home. So I like the upside of Jalen, but I do think that Cade is going to be a great player on a great team as well.
I do agree with you about Cade. I think when you look at his overall impact, being a complete player, 6'9", right? 6'8", 6'9", big body frame, could dish out the peel. I'm going with Jalen Green. Mm-hmm. I was high on him coming into the draft. I wouldn't have been mad at Detroit if they would have taken him number one. Here's the thing. When you look at this guy, he's athletic. He has a quick first step. He can create for himself. Obviously, he's struggling right now, which all rookies do. But I like his swagger. I like his confidence. He's a guy in the near future, I believe, that can average 20 to 25 points in his sleep because he's that electrifying. Yes, he has to put on a little weight. That will come. But I just love everything about his confidence.
Absolutely. So let's take a look at the top contenders for Rookie of the Year then. According to Caesar Sportsbook, Jalen Green and Scotty Barnes have the shortest odds to win at plus 350. We're big fans of Scotty Barnes in here. Evan Mobley is right behind them at plus 375.
Love Evan.
Followed by Cade Cunningham at plus 475. So speaking of Rookie of the Years, speaking of them, the last two Rookie of the Years, guess
what? We got action.
They go head-to-head.
We got action.
They go head-to-head. The last two Rookie of the Years tonight, Memphis as LaMelo. The Hornets, they're coming to town. So let's count down their top plays this season. First up, take a look at LaMelo.
Switching the handles.
He's switch from left to right, driving through. All right, jaw, block, alley-oop versus the Cavs. Watch this. I mean, Look at this.
Talk about tenacity.
He's on a trampoline. He's not that big. He's not that big. This is more from Jaw.
Oh! That was fun.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need a cough drop after that. That
was athleticism
startling.
Remind you of who?
Oh,
you? Russell, just kidding.
Yeah, Brody. I was going to say Brody.
All right. Anyone who does this in-game action.
Oh, my Lord. 360 in the air, though. Crossover. Switch hands.
That's 360. A Harlem.
Finish with a left.
Trotter-ish.
Remind you of who?
Brody. Kyrie. Oh, Kyrie there. Okay, right. With the handles. I see what you're doing.
There you go. All right. Back to LaMelo. He put on a show versus the Celtics. Look at this.
That's anticipation.
Head? Was that over his head?
Yes.
Take another
baby,
look.
Little magic.
And then,
style.
Oh, I love this one. Oh my God, the breaks.
That's a filthy step back.
The breaks.
Trae Young-esque. And then, lastly, look at this. You got an arm like this, Perk? Can you do this? This perfect football pass?
No.
Dimebeast.
Swagoo probably got it. Look at that. He's like, I knew it. All right, last up, Jaw. He lit it up. Staples Center, bright lights, and he still lit it up. Look at this.
Behind the back.
Oh.
Snatch back, pump fake.
Left
with the
hand.
Left.
Like, with the left.
What? I don't understand. And then this against the Lakers, it was a no
ping pong. Oh, yeah.
No look pass. It looks like he changed his mind on what he was going to do in midair. He was going to shoot it, and then.
The Rondo vision.
And then lastly, he just drives for this ridiculous. Like, how did that even go in? That the laws of physics do not make
double
sense.
Double pump. Yeah.
So there's no question. There's no question that Ja Morant and LaMelo Ball have been showing out this season. But I want some big. I know Chiné doesn't do big and bold. But I want some big and bold like your earrings
only
today.
With, I was about to say, only with my fits, okay?
Yeah. All right, Perk, I know you're the conductor of the Ja bandwagon. So toot toot. What's your prediction for him here?
I'm going with Ja Morant. Look, anytime he has a matchup, he is ready for it, especially at his position. Ja Morant is locked in like no other. I talk about being the most improved. I talked about being a first-time All-Star.
Yes.
He's right there in the MVP conversation.
Ooh,
and his leadership skills without Dylan Brooks and the way that he's been winning ball games for the Memphis Grizzlies, I got him putting on the show and winning the game tonight.
Okay, so he's putting on a show. He's winning the game. He's potentially winning most improved. He's going to be an All-Star this season. And then is he finishing high in voting for MVP? Is he MVP and
it's like a multiple choice question. I mean, it's
all A, B, C, all the above.
All of the above.
All right, we're going with D, all the above. Chiné, what's your bold prediction for LaMelo this season?
I do like your take, you know, All-Star and all of the above. But for LaMelo, I think this team, the Hornets, are not in the play-in. They're in the playoffs. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, they're on a 5-game losing streak. What you talk about, sis? But the reality is that's largely been on the road, and it's tough to handle that early. So I think once they get back home, they'll get back in their groove. But yeah, this is a team that sort of messed around, especially rookie season, got into the play-in. I see them. You never know how things will settle with the Cavs, who are currently in the top. You know, other teams like the Raptors, you don't know how things will settle. They can find themselves in the playoffs this year.
I like it. Well, you know what? The Heat is on in Los Angeles, and we have an elite point guard matchup. Kyle Lowry, Russell Westbrook, who has the advantage? And it's going to be time for Chiné's cheat sheet.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're watching NBA Today, live from Los Angeles.
This is Kobe Bryant.
This is Jam Session coming at you.
Points for Kobe.
Final seconds. Bryant for the win.
Bang! Are you made for this?
These are the type of moments that I live for.
You gotta show me.
Five of them.
I told you was gonna get it, man.
You gotta show them.
Welcome back to NBA Today. I'm here with Brian Windhorst. And up on ESPN.com, Brian, you wrote a story detailing Vanessa Bryant and Nike ending their partnership on Kobe's signature shoe line, and then how coveted his models are now amongst NBA players. So this hoarding is, it's fascinating. What's the most interesting thing? What stands out to you?
Players are used to having shoes for free, any color they want, as many as they possibly want. It is part of being in the NBA, get whatever shoes they want. There's over 100 players in the league who like to wear Kobe's, mostly the Kobe 4. There's no more Kobe 4s being made. There's no more Kobe 5, no more 6s, no more 8s, none. There's no more. And so one of the things that's happened this year is that guys who love to wear 50 new pairs a year, one every game or every other game, there's nowhere for them to get that.
Huh.
So one of the things that I have found out talking to guys across the league is that, like, there's this demand. Like, how do we get our Kobe's to get through the year? And for the first time ever, I'm hearing about guys actually buying shoes, not to put in their collections, not to wear when they go out on the town, to play in. And they're spending $1,500 or more on the secondary market.
Wow.
Because they need sizes 15, 16, 17 in some cases. Anthony Davis wears a 17. And the older players who've had Kobe's for a while, they heard last year this deal isn't going to be renewed.
Yeah, it's coming.
And they were able to store them up. But the younger players, they are having trouble. I mean, Josh Giddey, who's a rookie with the Thunder, he felt like a kid on Christmas morning when the equipment manager for the team went into deep storage and found five pairs of Kobe's that were Derek Fisher's.
Oh my gosh.
7 years ago.
Hand-me-down Kobe's.
Yeah, he was like thrilled because, frankly, it saved him about 10 grand because he was going to have to buy those types of things.
Wow.
And here's the thing. It's already an issue right now. Every player I talked to that was wearing Kobe's for the last month, as soon as I brought this up, they were like, oh man, it's a problem. And it's only going to get worse. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, they're going to go through these shoes and there's no replacements.
Well, now everyone's going to be hitting up that equipment manager saying, are there any more?
They're dry.
Are there any more in the back? All right, so what have been players like Devin Booker, DeMar DeRozan, what have they said about Kobe's line ending with Nike and then their stockpile for the future?
So Booker said to me, I will never run out of Kobe's.
Wow.
So I don't know.
He's committed.
I don't know how deep that vault goes, but he and DeRozan, they have player exclusives, so they have a whole bunch. DeRozan, though, said that he used to give his shoes away after every game because to the fans and everything like that, but now he can't. He's got to make them stretch. I was talking to one equipment manager who was saying the players on his team are wearing the Kobe's so long that they're wearing out of them, and they're having to go to them and go, hey, guys, time to switch to a new pair, but they don't want to go into their stockpile so deep. So guys like Booker and DeRozan are better set up, but even them, after some period of time, are going to run low. So players are switching to Kobe or to Kyrie's and to Kevin Durant's shoes, but they want their Kobe's.
They want their Kobe's, and a guy like PJ Tucker, you can't change him four times a game. That kind of stuff.
Forget about that.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Forget about that.
So for more on this absolutely interesting story, head over to ESPN.com. Thank you so much, Brian. So really fun matchup in Staples tonight with the Heat visiting the LeBron-less Lakers. LA is 23-2-3 without James this season. It's the Russ AD lineups that have been struggling, being outscored by almost 7 points per 100 possessions. The Heat are 7-3 with Jimmy Butler leading the way. Butler is on pace for career highs in scoring at 25.3 and a game as well as the field. He's shooting his highest PER. And this game features a contrast of styles. The Lakers play at the league's second fastest pace, while Miami is more methodical with the league's third slowest pace. So, Chinay. Can you drop some knowledge, educate us on how the Lakers are pushing the pace so much?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, sis. It's time for my cheat sheet for the big matchup between the Miami Heat and the Lakers. This is a matchup of two star veteran point guards that have been huge additions to their respective teams. And here's what you need to know about their impact. And it is low-key, high-key, kind of crazy. So give me my numbers, Producer Schwartz. Let's start with South Beach. The Miami Heat have the best field goal percentage defense in the NBA, holding teams to 41.6% shooting percentage from the field. Now, what has boosted that? Kyle Lowry. You see, Hoopers know, Perk, that the best demonstration of commitment to defense is taking charges, Kyle's specialty. And just like that, the Miami Heat are also now leading the league in charges as a team. Now to Hollywood, swing in with Russell Westbrook and the Lakers. The Lakers are now currently the second fastest team in the NBA. For context, LA was 21st in that category last season. Now you might ask why? Well, Russell Westbrook's teams have been top two in that category the last two seasons. So both point guards have brought their A game and transformed their teams already in their first year. Now let me show you how. So give me my tape, producer Kwaku, baby. Mm-mm. All right, best defensive teams can switch from all positions. They know Luka with short shot clocks wants the shot. Look at how Bam comes and helps. Kyle does a smart thing, run him off the line to kill some time. Shot clock violation, big baby. Now check out this defense from Kyle. Excellent at taking charges. He's guarding Gordon Hayward, but has a great ball awareness and help defense rotation from PJ Tucker. So he takes one for the team, Perk.
Can't see steps.
Precisely. Now to Russell Westbrook. Great at change of pace, especially at half court. In and out within a few seconds. Already at the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually think that, okay, real talk, he does this in the open court, so I'll show you exactly how. Outlet rebound. This man, if you're on your heels, it does not matter how many people are in front of you. One, two, three, four. I'm just going to go and score. I chose the rhyme here. That's what the Brody does. And look at the time. Normally, this is how much time it takes to get to half court.
Preach.
So if you look at both guys, veteran point guards, they have transformed their teams. I know a lot of people have been critical of Russ, but he has brought a change. And that change is pace, Big Perk. What you think?
No, you're right. And look, Kyle Lowry does things that doesn't show up in the stat sheet by getting the Miami Heat extra possessions. You were on point right there. Secondly, the Lakers have to get out in transition, right? That's what Russell Westbrook do. They got to get out to get easy baskets. Why? Because they're predictable and hard to they're easy to guard in the half court setting. I like this cheat sheet today.
You know, I'm very excited about this matchup. Isn't our friend working it? Is our friend working it? I think on the sidelines, it might be our own Malika Andrews. Very excited, but more so, we've got to turn up a little bit after the break, so stay with us. Okay, Malika, are you ready?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live from Los Angeles, welcome back to NBA Today.
Win the game.
Yes, the season starts tonight.
Here comes Anderson. Oh, my goodness.
A bullet into Key, and he scores. Zach Key puts it in.
The crossover and the top of the key three.
And Kansas is putting on a show.
Great way to kick off the season.
This is the beginning of the final year for Mike Krzyzewski. Banchero again.
That's NBA right there.
If that doesn't get your blood flowing, then you're not human.
Man, I love college.
Shout out to whoever was on the turntable.
Gotta get up there. Those are the sights and sounds from yesterday's action. So, for today's top of the top, let's do college basketball edition. And let's start with some top clutch shots. And we're going to go and see Tyson Etienne.
From the what?
Oh, the logo,
from
baby.
From the logo.
Quet.
He pulled up.
That was like, a shot of the night.
Yeah, he pulled up like he'd been working on that.
That was
for
incredible. And then.
Ooh.
And one. And three.
And one, three.
Did you see that jump?
And two.
Did you see that jump there?
I'd be this dude. I'd be the guy jumping up and down off the bench like, yeah.
Good find.
Oh, big fella getting some love down this side with the deep seal. You see it? Holding this position.
All right.
Probably his only bucket.
We got to take a look at some top slams. Not the lock, but steal. And then he's off. He's going. And.
Don't jump your
He was in the air for like 6 seconds.
And the
camera, too. I hate these highlights because I was on the other end of it.
And then the Alabama State game, Josh Anderson.
Okay.
He wound it up all the way back.
I respect the defense there, though, too. They
almost got his hand.
You're unafraid. All right. So then we have to go all the way up to the tippity-tippity top. The top birthday. It belongs to Kendrick Perkins, our big birthday. And we have a special surprise for you, Kirk.
What we got going on?
Hey, Daddy. It's your birthday today, and we wanted to celebrate you and let you know how much we appreciate you. I admire you.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for everything.
Look at my beautiful
and
baby.
We thank
look
you for all the hard work and sacrifices you did for the family. Happy birthday!
Couldn't let the day go, Kirk, without bringing in another special guest for you.
What we got?
We did. We got some.
See what I'm saying?
Let's get it.
Hey, Nate, you see what I'm saying, man? I just saw you all day today. This is beautiful.
Look at this. There's a lot of
birthday. This is beautiful. Let's get it.
And,
yeah.
Of course.
Hey! Hey! I wish I could cut you a slice, bro, but I can't.
He's eating the whole thing.
I was already thinking the carb load about to be epic, Brody. Hey, man. Hey, let me say this, man. First of all, happy birthday to you, my G. I texted you earlier. But also, man, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of this ascension and the work that you're putting in to be great at what you're doing. You inspire me. This podcast that we're doing together brings me into your life a lot more, and I'm just proud of you, man. Keep doing it. Thank you to Perk and his family for allowing him to be what he is in my life, man. I'm proud of you. Happy birthday.
My brother,
and
swear
we ain't getting old. We getting better.
We getting better. Hey, look, but you know, you can't be using them big words that I got to go Google after. So, you know better than that.
Just
we speak with broken English.
Just on his birthday, don't do that to him. But the question is, did he text you back?
Yeah, he did.
I'm just making sure.
Janae, love both of y'all. Good seeing y'all.
We love you
keep
so much.
It.
All right, Perk, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
I know we're going to run up the bill on this.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Draymond Green. For the Golden State Warriors, just want to give a shout out and a thank you to all the servicemen and women around the globe. Thanks for everything you're doing for our country, and a special shout out to my younger cousin Benny, who just joined the Army. Thank you for all your work that you guys are doing to protect our great country.
Jeremy Grant surprised a lot of people when he left the Denver Nuggets last year as a free agent, only to land with the Detroit Pistons. It turns out that the three-year, $60 million deal Jeremy signed was just the beginning. Mark Spears has more.
Three-year deal for $60 million for Jeremy Grant.
Jeremy's never done things the easy way. That is why he's a Piston.
Definitely excited to be a part of this organization, ready to get to work.
Detroit, Michigan, a blue-collar city known for Motown, cars, and Joe Louis, but not a place where top NBA free agents sign. Well, except for Jeremy Grant.
I just wanted to grow as a player. I think the opportunity here was something that I've always dreamed of, being a go-to guy on a team. And so to have the opportunity to be able to be here and have this experience was a no-brainer for me.
Game over from Denver. Has become the man here.
Jeremy Grant with the and-one opportunity.
He has 39 tonight for Detroit.
Jeremy Grant, good night.
It was Jeremy's play with the Pistons last season that landed him a coveted spot with USA Basketball for the Olympics in Tokyo.
It was a great experience to be able to win gold and be on that stage, to be around those caliber players and to be able to pick up little tendencies and things that they do in preparation of their work definitely helped me to come into this and be ready to leave.
A big contract, a career high scoring average, and a gold medal. But it's what Jeremy has done off the court that has Detroit talking.
So when I first got here, seen a few homeless people. One homeless person in particular, I started having a conversation with him, and he was just explaining to me how the homeless shelter, they moved everyone out the homeless shelter, they shut it down. It just touched me in a way that made me want to give back. So we're in the midst of building a homeless shelter, basically a community center where they can stay, and also people can come to either get food and kind of hang out and bring the morale up.
So there's this mural here. Ben Wallace, Zeke, Isaiah Thomas, Hall of Famers, and the new guy.
It's amazing. It shows the amount of support that these fans and everyone is giving to me. It's an honor to be up next to those two Hall of Famers. Just makes me want to, you know, stay and give back as much as I can to the community and give my all for this team.
You can see Jeremy Grant, Cade Cunningham, and Jalen Green in the first game of tonight's doubleheader at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central when the Pistons take on the Rockets. And then it's Heat versus Lakers from Staples Center. Our coverage starts with NBA Countdown at 7 o'clock Eastern. So for more on tonight's Pistons-Rockets game from a betting perspective, I want to welcome in Daily Wager betting analyst Tyler Fulgham.
My guy.
Your guy. My guy. All right, Tyler. Jalen Green. Cade Cunningham, they are the top two picks in the last draft. We're going to see them go toe-to-toe. What do you like tonight from a prop betting perspective?
Before I get to that, real quick, shout out to the king, Big Perk, happy birthday.
Absolutely.
And shout out to our queen, Monica McNutt, making her sideline debut as part of the coverage team for the Rockets and the Pistons tonight. So cannot wait to watch that.
As far
as this prop... I'm going to go with Cade Cunningham over 25 and a half. His minutes are just more secure right now. He's up around 30. His usage is through the roof at 29%. And Perk Malika, he hasn't even shot the ball well yet. If he starts making some buckets, the numbers could be through the roof for this rookie as they're letting him go all hands on deck in Detroit.
Well, Perk?
Tyler, look, I'm glad I covered the bet yesterday that I was on the show with you guys with the Milwaukee. They had me nervous. But look, I'm going with Jalen Green. You know why I'm going with Jalen Green on the over? Because he said that people were going to pay for not picking him number one. So now he's going against the number one pick. I feel like he's going to have some extra juice, some extra energy. I'm going with the over. I think he scores over 20 and a half.
That seems sound to me. Another thing you mentioned to our staff, Tyler, earlier was the Ja Morant LaMelo matchup. Which points, rebounds, and assist prop bet do you like more there?
I'm going to cheat here. I'm just going to take them both going over. I mean, this is maybe the matchup I'm looking for towards most tonight. I mean, LaMelo balled out in that loss against the Lakers. Ja's taking his game to an MVP level. Both these numbers seem really low for me. LaMelo's is lower, so if you have to force me to pick one, I'll take LaMelo's. But my goodness, Charlotte's fourth in the NBA in pace, and they're 30th in defensive rating. So Ja's going to be like salt and pepper. Push it all night long against LaMelo and Charlotte. On the other side, Memphis has the 28th defensive rating, so it's not like it's a hard matchup for LaMelo as long as he stays out of foul trouble and James Borrego gives him 35, 36 minutes. I think both these guys are in for a massive point, assist, rebound type of night, and I think it's going to be fun watching them go back and forth.
You know what, Tyler? I got to agree with you on that. This is why it's must-see TV, but I'm glad you came on here today on NBA on the NBA show dropping these bars. What was that you said about salt and pepper again? Because you know I got to use it. I got to use it.
Oh, that's old school 90s vibe.
No, say it.
Push it.
Push it.
Push it.
Now push it real good.
Hey! All right, so lastly, the Wizards and the Cavs. Have both been surprising teams in the East. They play each other tonight. Tyler, which team are you backing as they push it real good?
Malik, I'm going to push my chips onto the Cavaliers side. They're a home dog catching 3 points. The Cavaliers have not been favored in any game yet this season, guys. Yet they're 7-4 overall and 8-3 ATS. That's the best record against the spread of any team in the NBA. Now, they'll be without Colin Sexton, but Ricky Rubio's been balling coming off that great game against the Knicks at the Garden. I think as long as the Cavs are the underdog at home getting three, and trust me, Washington's been a surprisingly good team too, but the Cavs have been more so. I'll take Cleveland this one as the home dog.
I'm going with you on that one. I'm taking Cleveland. And the reason why is because Garland and Mobley has been a dynamic duo and a dynamic force. They have been playing phenomenal basketball. And I love the way that Garland has been the floor general. And I think when you look at the Cavs and when they're at home especially – They thrive off the fans and the energy. I'm rolling with you, Tyler. I'm going Cleveland.
All right, Tyler. Well, we're going to have to see exactly how Perks bets shake out tomorrow, because we're going to hold
them accountable. I'm over 500.
All right. We're going to hold them accountable.
Perks a winner on his birthday. He's a winner on his birthday.
You know what? He deserves that. Tyler, thank you so much for your time. We will see you pretty soon as we push it real good. Here's a look at tonight's schedule with 13 games on the docket. That's going to be coming up after the break. I am excited to get into that. More NBA today.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Tonight on SportsCenter at 6 Eastern, up-to-the-minute developments surrounding Odell Beckham Jr. targeting the Chiefs, Packers, and Saints as his next team. Plus, live from Green Bay to track the fallout from Aaron Rodgers and the Packers' penalties and the star QB's chances to play on Sunday. And the NBA Countdown crew is live to assess the Lakers' next test without LeBron tonight. SportsCenter at 6 Eastern.
So here's a look at tonight's schedule with 13 games on the docket. As promised, so many good choices. All right, Chiney, which one are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking at the bottom of that list right there. Dallas, Chicago, both teams 7-3 in the record. You've got Luka versus the new look perimeter of the Bulls. I'm here for that one.
All right, Perk.
I'm going with the Toronto Raptors in the Garden against the Celtics. The Celtics haven't won a game at home the last time these two teams played 2 weeks ago. Toronto.
Ooh.
Smacked them up.
So
I'm looking for the Celtics and Jason Tatum to get a win.
How about the game we all were looking for at the beginning of the season, Washington, Cleveland? Cleveland goes to 5 in a row. Evan Mobley is the full package.
Yes. You know,
keep an eye on that
deal.
Guy.
All right. Well, I have to go with my two former cities that I have. I guess I lived in Chicago, not Milwaukee. But I lived in that Milwaukee Marriott. Gosh, dang it. So I'm going with Milwaukee and New York. I am excited to see that game. Let's see if Milwaukee can make some separation, or this could be a statement win for New York. So I'm excited to see that play out. But next, we got your friend, NFL Live, with Mr.
Swaggy,
all our friends
in the crew,
and on the sidelines tonight.
That's going to be fun. Don't make us tonight on the game.
First sidelines. We will see you tomorrow.